Another way the United Methodist Church in Missouri has chosen to reach out is through gatherings like the Festival of Sharing. The United Methodist Church participates in an ecumenical, statewide, ecumenical is multi-denomination, event each year called the Festival of Sharing, which takes place on the third Saturday in October. This date was chosen because it's closest to the World Food Day. Now, guess where this is, folks? Anybody ever been? Guess, someone who's been there, where is it? How long does it take us to get to Sedalia from here? Is there any reason why everybody in this church shouldn't go up? Oh, I didn't get a no out of that. Want everybody else to do the work, huh? Yeah. Missouri State Fairgrounds in Sedalia. Nearly 3,000 persons from churches across the state attend the full event. Sometimes we give out dental kits and hygiene kits, and this is what they look like. This was down at UMCOR. Matter of fact, Mom found, she thought, some of the stuff that her church in Northwest Missouri had sent. Can you believe that? Because it had Stanbury UMC on it. All over the United States comes here. All right? There's different things that you can do. Student dental kits, personal hygiene kits, bread for the world, bean and rice, Heifer Project. People in this church are involved in Heifer Project. Quilt auction, Operation Christmas Child, wheelchair and more. There are booklets available in the conference office, and we can get them here if you're interested. In 2003 alone, 86 service agencies from around the world, came to Sedalia to pick up various kinds of kits and food items. 21 agencies came to special in-gatherings in Dexter, Houston, and Springfield to pick up food and kits at those sites. Listen to this. They received $309,000 was the value of what they received. Festival participants reached out beyond the state lines to provide 6 purebred Angus heifers to 6 needy families in South Carolina, and they reached even further to contribute over $207,000 worth of kits and bedding for Church World Service for international use. Additional cash gifts to service agencies for local, national, international use totaled over $265,000. It includes over $33,000 raised from the festival quilt. So why am I here talking about rich and the poor and all this mission information? Can you guess why I might be here talking about all that? You see, this teaching series is about God's principles for financial freedom. Does this sound like anything that would go along with that teaching series? You see, remember what the premise of this series is? It's literally about our philosophies and thinking and life decisions around money. I came to this place for two reasons today. Number one, do you remember what Dave Ramsey said? Live like no one else so that later you can live like no one else. You see, Dave's not talking about buying a Mercedes to live like no one else. Dave is talking about doing this so you can live like no one else. See, live like no one else right now so that later you can live like no one else, so you can fulfill your heart's dream and help other people and do things that you could have never done when you were in debt. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's what this teaching series is all about. God's principles for financial freedom. Because whenever we're financially free, guess what? Our hearts change. We don't want things anymore. We want to help other people. You hear what I'm saying? I think that kind of deserves an amen, doesn't it? If we can live like no one else now and get out of debt, then we can live like no one else later and change people's lives, giving back what God has given us. Now, John Wesley, founder of what became the United Methodist Church, said, "Make all you can." Remember, he got people out of the mines and taught them this. Make all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. That was his main principles. And that gets to the second reason why I came to this place today.